Most of all, we're going to focus basically on Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. We're going to take that agenda. We have already prepared a document for this session, which is really in a dialogue with Agenda 2030, trying to see what are the specificities of Latin America and the Caribbean, why is this agenda so important for this region, and we have placed, as you know and always, equality at the center of the agenda, because we believe that equality is really the main objective to achieve prosperity, to protect the planet, to work for the people. And that's what we're going to discuss in this session this week.
You will present during the session a document, Horizons 2030, about the equality at the center of sustainable development. Can you explain more about what is this document you will present?
Of course. The main thrust of this document is a proposal, actually. What we're doing is we're saying, okay, to this Agenda 2030 with its 17 objectives and 169 goals is going to be quite difficult to implement in a moment like the one we are going through. So we have to think carefully, what do we need to do in the next 15 years to really achieve, let's say, to really eradicate, for example, poverty, which is what Agenda 2030 is talking about. What does that mean for this region?
Latin America and the Caribbean is one of the most unequal regions in the world. So I would like your recommendation from the Economic Commission to resolve the situation here.
In ECLAC, we started discussing inequality since 2010. So we started there by looking at the different phases of inequality. Inequality of income, of wealth, of education, of health. So we try to look at inequality in the different areas of development. And one of the ways that has to be done is a more redistributive instrument to make sure that the rich pays more than the poor. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do this is fiscal policy. So fiscal reform is one of the things that we are really suggesting. This region has very low, I would say, paying very low taxes, and with a very, I would say, ineffective structure of taxes. We are promoting the payment of direct taxes, which is more progressive, which is a mechanism of redistributing income and wealth. The second one is, how do we tackle tax evasion, avoidance, tax avoidance. Tax avoidance is very high in Latin America and the Caribbean. We have $320 billion a year of tax avoidance. That amount has to come back to these countries. Mm-hmm. The only way to do this is by regulating this capital that is coming in and out, and this is something that the governments have to do.